hope that you have a good Monday, Tuesday, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, not Friday, and great Saturday and Sunday, you know. Praise!
The only reason we hope you don't have a good Friday is because we hope you have a great one.
You're listening to WGXC, Accra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM. We're here for you.
Waif Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Waif Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture in Austerlitz, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture.
Every Thursday evening from 5 to 7 p.m., Left Bank Ciders in Catskill holds a community soup night. Every Thursday, they gather to eat soup made by members of our community, with all the proceeds benefiting a local cause. The soup is homemade, delicious, and affordable. A donation gets you a bowl, some bread, and lots of camaraderie. There's always a vegetarian soup option, and a different charity or cause gets the funds raised each.
About my father, God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in. He gave us everything, and all he asks of us is we give each other love.
God is our, don't talk about my daddy. Amen. Good morning. all you Brightside listeners, family, and friends, and those who are just tuning in by chance. Not no coincidence. It's a God incidence that you have found us here on the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And I am not here by myself. Oh, no, no, no. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost got a hold on me. And our audio engineer extraordinaire, Brother Randall Martin of Martin AVC Services. Brother Randall, how you doing today?
I am doing great on this warm Sunday, and how nice to warm up with little Marvin Gaye from 1971. God is my love.
God is love. And his love. It's all about his love. It's all about his love. And you know, I was going to say something about how nice it must be in your house today because you're not all bundled up.
Yeah, I keep the studio kind of cool.
It is a beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're grateful to God for that. Praise be to God, and hallelujah. We are also grateful to be here to share the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Praise be to God. It is Valentine's Day week, beloved. I want to help all of you out there with sweethearts. Hallelujah. I don't care what people say. I'm telling you, from a woman's point of view, and women, this is for you too, because the brothers like to get a little something, something too. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's a Hallmark holiday, some people say, but we want you to share the love. Amen. Even if it's a homemade card which touches the heart. Don't let Wednesday come and say, oh, baby, I'm sorry, I forgot. No, that don't fly. Then she won't talk to you for a week. He won't talk to you for a week. Don't let it happen, okay? Take it from Pastor Kim. I'm here to help. Amen. And for those of you who bow down at the altar of the Super Bowl, today is your day. Today is your day. And so we say, you know, do you have fun? Enjoy. Watching them folks run into each other after that pigskin ball. we are happy for you. The hoopla for Super Bowl is incredible. It is incredible. And I read that the governor is going to make or considering making the Monday after Super Bowl the day we celebrate President's Day, because they say that Monday after Super Bowl is the least productive day in our economy. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The impact of the Super Bowl. And praise the Lord, beloved. We also are celebrating leap days this month, and happy a leap year. And all you leap year babies that only age a year every 4 years, good on you. We celebrate you too. And it's Black History Month, beloved. It's Black History Month. And yeah, I'm going to get into the music in a minute. Hallelujah. But I just wanted to let you know that we are so grateful. And for all of those who share the African, Black African American and Caribbean American and Central American and wherever the boat landed on today, our history that have been so lost to the world. Until of late, when more Black African descended people and Black African descended people in the diaspora began to study and unearth our contributions and want to bring that to the world. So, you know, we just push back and push down everybody that's trying to reverse that and do otherwise. I want you to know that Langston Hughes was born in February, beloved, as well as Sidney Poitier and Chris Rock. Martin Luther King and his daddy, Nina Simone and Rosa Parks, happy birth, Ice-T, Smokey Robinson, yes, all them folks share your birthday this month, so happy birthday to you. But we are going to get into the music, yes, beloved, the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We certainly are here to talk about the goodness of God, and it's all about the love. Trust in God. Elevation worship, trust in God, goodness of God, C.C. Winans. I love the Lord, Richard Smallwood, the love of God, the soul stirrers, perfectly loved by Rachel Lampa, reckless love by Bethel Music featuring Corey Asbury, for the love of God, Andrew Rip, oh, how I love Jesus, Bishop Leonard Scott. Those are our songs back to back. Amen. And after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. All right, beloved, listen to the music, play, and enjoy.
Washed in his blood, and what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. I trust in God, my Savior.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. And in darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my I'm
You weren't beautiful, and that you didn't belong in your own skin. Who said that you were all alone, and that you're never gonna find love again? So many little words, so many little lies that have followed you all of your life. Looking for the truth, look into your eyes, and you'll see it's been there the whole time. Ooh, even when you were running, even when you were hiding, never been a moment that you were not perfectly loved. When you barely believed it, when your eyes couldn't see it, every single moment you've always been perfectly loved. Ooh. Heaven has for you, and now he's always been drawing you in.
So many open doors,
so many open doors,
so many miracles,
so many that have followed you all of your life.
Looking for the truth,
looking for the truth,
look into your eyes,
oh, and you'll see it's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org, online all the time. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere, and there's right here, right now, with me on WGXC. We got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, we've got more music, and after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so
judge should be was guilty, guilty and getting out of jail free. How could it be I didn't get the life I deserved, and the only thing he wanted was my heart in return. And every time I think about it, every time I thought was the end, I'm caught up in wonder again. Where would I be? Where would I be? Took a hold of me. How could it be I'm living with an infinite worth, and the one I thought I chose had really chosen me first. And every time I think about it, every time I
would never know the depths of this grace. Now my heart is beating for heaven's sake. And for the love of God, if it wasn't for my failures and mistakes, I would never know the depths of this grace. Now my heart is beating for heaven's sake.
In my ear.
him. I love him. I love him. I really love the Lord. You don't know what he's done for me. Hallelujah. And how many times he's given me the victory. Yes, beloved. And that's why I love him. I love him. I love him. Do I have another lover of the Lord listening this morning? I know I do. Why don't you just share some love for God. Right where you are, you can say, Lord, I love you. I love you. I really love you. Amen. Can't talk about my father. Praise be to God. Yes, beloved, this is Pastor Kim, and it is all about the love today. You know, we have Valentine's Day coming up this week, and I love the idea of love. I love the idea of, you know, taking time out and celebrating, you know, and brothers and sisters, step up your game a little bit, you know, even if you've been like, we don't make a big thing out of Valentine's Day. I'm here to tell you from my past experiences, talking with the sister friends and the brother friends too. When you do that little extra something, something, it really means a lot. And Valentine's Day is that opportunity to break out of the, you know, the routine, the mundane, the expected, and do something sweet. Yes, God does it for us all the time. When we deserve or when we don't deserve it, God is there blessing us and showing up. And listen, I read something this morning. I want to share that with you too. It was in my Daily Bread devotional for today, and it was titled, I've Seen God's Faithfulness. There's a verse out of 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 50 says, I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing the praises of your name. And listen to this, beloved. It's written by Lisa Samra, and she says this. She titles it, I've Seen God's Faithfulness. Says that throughout her historic 70 years as Britain's ruler, Queen Elizabeth only endorsed one biography about her life with a personal foreword. The title of that book was The Servant Queen and the King She Serves. Released in celebration of her 90th birthday, the book recounts how her faith guided her as she served her country. In the foreword, Queen Elizabeth expressed gratitude for everyone who prayed for her and thanked God for his steadfast love. She concluded, I have indeed seen his faithfulness. I have indeed seen his faithfulness. Queen Elizabeth's simple statement echoes the testimonies of men and women throughout history who have experienced the personal, faithful care of God in their lives. And this is so true, beloved. Hallelujah. She has witnessed it. She has seen the steadfast love of God. And I know there are some people in there not fans of Queen Elizabeth, and they're critical of Queen Elizabeth. And they would say, oh, you know her history. You know the history of the British Empire. You know, you'd be critical and all these kinds of things. And, you know, I don't want to overshadow the testimony and the witness of her telling people about the goodness of God, the steadfast love of God, the faithfulness of God's love, the faithfulness of God, even, hallelujah, knowing how flawed we are, how faulty we are. Amen. You know, I don't want to, demote her in any way or anybody else. But I'm thinking of a car. And when we have this old car, and, you know, we love this car, and people be like, why don't you get a new car? That old thing, that old beat up thing, you know, they got new gadgets now. They got new amenities now in the car. Man, the cars can talk to you. Cars can let you know if somebody behind you or too close to you. The cars can do all kind of amazing things. You're going to continue with that old rust bucket, but praise the Lord, you love that car, and you're going to ride that car till the wheels fall off. Am I right about it? There are people like that. Yes, you know who you are, right? And that kind of is how it is with God. You know, it's like, yeah, I know they're flawed. I know they mess up. I know some of them are downright crazy, but I love them, and I'm going to ride with them. I don't rock with them till the wheels fall off. I am going to be their God. I am going to show them mercy. I'm going to show them love. I'm going to show them my faithfulness. I'm going to help them out when they fall down and pick them back up again. I'm going to be there. Hallelujah. Such is the love of God. We seek that kind of love in our lives, beloved. We want that kind of love from our parents. We want that kind of love from our friends. We want that kind of love for those persons that we choose to spend the rest of our lives with. That I'm going to be with you till the wheels fall off. High and lows, right? Ups and downs, joys and sorrows. You can count on me. I'm going to be there. Unfortunately, people are flawed, right? Sometimes the parents don't step up to that. Sometimes the spouse don't step up to that. The life partner, the friend, they fail us, right? And sometimes we even think God has failed us because we find these things, these flaws in human creation and in human relations. But praise be to God. If we don't quit on God, he don't quit on us. Amen. The queen through many highs and lows and ups and downs, and many men and women throughout history testified to the goodness of God. Sister Cece sang about it today. I will sing of the goodness of God, because all my life you've been faithful. All my life you've been good. When I look back over my life and I've seen what you brought me through, I couldn't have done it on my own or for myself. Man failed me. They could have helped if they would have, or they could have helped if they could have. Sometimes they wouldn't and sometimes they couldn't. But God, I'm here because you didn't fail me. Hallelujah, beloved. Oh, God, we love you today. And God wants us to love one another. Hallelujah, like that. Am I right about it? Listen, the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. That's love, beloved, beyond anything any of us would ever do. John 3:16 tells us, you might see that at the Super Bowl today. I know in the baseball games, they would always have people in the crowd would raise up those John 3:16 signs. Says amen, but God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, beloved. Romans 5:8. We have people all over the world fighting in conflict, dying for a cause, dying for their country. Amen. Jesus Christ died for humanity, beloved. Hallelujah. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. That's from the word of God in Zephaniah 3:17. See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we would be called the children of God. And so we are. 1 John 3:1. We love because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19, beloved. It's all about the love, beloved. It's all about the love. Amen. Sometimes love is tough. Hallelujah. And sometimes and most times it can be sweet. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And keep the hope alive. Keep the love alive. Keep loving on God. Keep loving on one another. Love yourself, your neighbor as yourself, and your God, our God, with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. We've got the music with the message, beloved. Yes, it's about the love. Hallelujah. And Your Love is our song next by Brother Bill Murphy. After that, I'll come back with my closing comment. Hallelujah for today.
Say that again. I have been touched. Put your hand on your neighbor. Say, you have been touched. Put your hand on them. Say, you have been touched. Changed. Healed. Say this, totally free from sin. Say that again, totally free from. I have been touched, changed, healed, totally free from sin. Every shackle broke. Now I can live again. Y'all say it. I have been touched, changed, healed, totally free from sin. say it. Come on.
Sin.
Every shackle.
Every shackle.
Said he broke every chain.
Broke.
Now I can live.
Listen, if you've not been set free, God is a freedom rider. He will set you free. All you got to do is pray and ask him, you know, Lord, come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. I'm tired. I'm tired of doing it on my own. I'm tired of doing it my way. I'm tired of going through these things all my own and feeling so alone. God, I know that you love me. I know that you care. You can say a prayer, beloved. God will meet you there. Yes, beloved. I'll be praying for you too. I will be praying for you. Listen, beloved, if you know of programs or people who will help senior citizens who are not eligible for heat benefits but don't have enough in their banks to provide heat for themselves throughout the winter, I want to know about those programs. I know some folks, and you know, we have some wonderful programs in our community, but when you make too much for heat but you can't keep yourself warm, I know someone right now that is sitting in their home without heat. Help me find out what can be done. All right. You can reach out to me at overcomer12534@gmail.com. Even my phone at 518-653-2008. Text me, okay? And let me know what you know. Let's help somebody together if we can. All right. Listen, happy birthday to all you February birthdays, and praying for the Super Bowl people that they don't hurt each other and that they can just have some good fun making big money too. Listen, remember never to forget. I don't care how great a day, how high, how low the clouds may hang, and how great a day. The sun is still here. The sun is still there. The sun's still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there, beloved. Don't quit in the dip. Amen. God loves you. I love you too. God bless you. And look, till we meet or speak again, stay well, stay safe, and stay blessed. We got one more song for you. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. All right. This is Matthew West. God bless you, beloved. Have a good day.
What's your impossible? Your I need a miracle. What's got you barely hanging by a single thread? What looks so hopeless now? What weighs down your heart with doubt? You beg for a breakthrough, but no sign of breakthrough yet. When you've cried and you've cried till your tears run dry, the answer won't come and you don't know why, and you wonder if you can bow your head even one more time. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus' name. Keep on pounding on heaven's door. Let your knees well out the floor. Don't stop believing, 'cause mountains move with just a little faith, and your Father's heard every single word you're saying. So don't stop praying. He's close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Alpha and Omega knows how your story ends. When you've cried and you've cried till your tears run dry, the answer won't come and you don't know why, and you wonder if you can bow your head even one more time. Your father.